Heading in the Right Direction with Renee Geyer here on 88.7 Adelaide's Coast FM. A lovely song. And it's 11:35. So with me in the studio is our guest, Mel McLaren, founder and guide of Walk Sublime. Welcome back, Mel. How are you?
Really well, thank you, Arthur. I'm excited to talk more about what it is we do.
Oh, I'm excited to hear it, and I hope the listeners are too. All right, so moving along, let's talk about the domain name.
walksublime.com.au. So this is our website, which is relatively new, and on the website now is the ability to order gift vouchers, which is obviously key and timing wise for Christmas. And what I'd love to do today is to talk about what is it that you are actually giving someone when you choose to give them Walking with Horses in Nature.
Yes.
One of our sessions. First and foremost, the sessions run for 2 to 2.5 hours. And I always say when I meet our guests that there is plenty of time. It's not about watching the clock. So that kind of sets the scene for you as to slowing down, forgetting about demands, forgetting about where you have to be next. That really sets the scene for what this is about.
Yes.
And then on the surface, it would seem, you look at the beautiful pictures on the website and you think, okay, this is a wonderful opportunity to be hands-on, up close and personal with a trained horse who has been selected to match me as my dedicated walking partner. That's what it looks to be and is on the surface. However, because we are now spending private time, so this is for a maximum of 2 people, either 1 or 2 people only. We do not cater for groups. Mm-hmm. 2 humans and 2 horses and myself. And because of that environment, this has a lot more depth to it than what it just seems to be on the surface. And I can write about the depth, and many of our guests have written about their experience and the depth that they felt. It's different for everybody, and that is a really good way to get an understanding, or try to get an understanding, of what this offers. Being able to speak about it now today with you is even more of an opportunity.
Yes.
To really get into what, how strong this is, and what it is horses can do for us humans.
Absolutely. May I say, when we first met via the telephone, and you also explained to me the website, which, if I remember correctly, was quite new at that point in time.
It was, yeah.
And I did take the time to have a look. And what a stunning website you have and your domain. It's so professional. Listeners, do yourself a favor. Have a look. The photographs, the videos, the testimonials, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And I actually, I am passionate about horses, but reading and listening to what's going on the website, it just envelops you in that whole scenario. And when you mentioned just now about when the guests arrive to have the experience, they take a moment with you in the initial stages to just take a breath, get in tune with the local surroundings of nature, it must be a magical experience.
Well, I loved, and I don't know if you did this intentionally or not, I love that the song prior to my introduction was Magic by Olivia Newton-John.
No, it wasn't intentional. Look, I've got to hang up a
because this really is, I did touch on this last time, the depth of this takes us into the realm of what feels like magic.
Absolutely. And the horses must really enjoy it too.
Oh,
you can tell.
They're born for it.
Having experience of horses with myself, you know when the horse is happy. And it's the vibe, and they feel it. And when the horse is happy and comfortable, you just have such a fantastic experience with them.
People talk about, when you read through some of what the guests, what our guests have said,
yes,
taken the time to generously share, people really have to stop and think, because trying to put words to what you feel is difficult. And for the kind people who have taken the time to sit down and reflect and then put it into words in the form of a Google review, they talk about use words such as floating in some cases for days afterwards, floating on a cloud, submerged, immersed in the experience. And your word that you've just used envelops you. You're talking about the website and all the imagery and the words, the quotes from people. And that really gives you a sense of how strong and powerful this is.
Yes.
Because in its all-consuming nature, being right there, present with your horse in the moment, there is no, it's like laying a blanket, if you will, over all the noise in your head, all the demands, all the chaos, the incessant chatter in our minds. This is a way of laying a blanket over all of that, getting it all just to sit down there quietly under the blanket so that you can really enjoy being right here, right now.
That is priceless.
It is, and really is priceless.
Not truly. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not getting paid for this. This is a genuine talk about a wonderful community service.
Thank you.
That people can enjoy. And even those who may never have been with a horse, isn't that correct?
That's exactly what this is designed for. Mm. Because horses have the perception, we humans have the perception of elitism or elitist with horses because of the legacy or the history of where they have come from, the type of people. Really what I wanted to do was bring my life experience with horses, which I didn't come to owning a horse until I was 40 years of age. I'm now 46.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Every single thing that I have learned and can share, I have done so in a matter of 6 years on a huge learning curve, and I'm really only at the start, and I must credit my mentors and trainers along the way, both in terms of the horse training mentors of who I mention on my website and my business coaching and life coaching mentors as well. These people as a team have really brought out in me what I now have to share with others.
And there you have it, teamwork. And a lot of effort as well.
Yes.
Because everyone can mention, sit around the table and talk ideas, but it's the doing. And the doing that you and your team have achieved in such a short time, here you are now proud and happy to share these experiences, make these experiences available for people. So let's have a look at the places where the clients, we'll call them clients.
Yes, guests, I say,
guests, yeah, can utilise. One is Kaipo Forest, yeah, and the other one is Normanville Beach, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Right. Do you think that there's a preference? Is it based on weather or the conditions, or what is one more popular than the other?
Yes, the forest is most definitely our popular choice. The weather conditions are irrelevant because sessions are booked in advance, and we have our unpleasant weather policy, which to me is, if it's wet or wild or very hot outside or even just mildly hot outside, the horses are unlikely to enjoy themselves as much. I'm not going to myself,
yes,
and therefore I don't expect our guests to walk on a hot day or a wild day. So that's what this unpleasant weather policy is for.
Which allows them to...
reschedule.
Thank you.
So we don't offer refunds. Mm-hmm. Once you've booked a session, it's all paid for in advance online. Very easy to book. However, we do offer reschedules. And to me, that's fair and reasonable.
Yes.
And it takes all the concern out of should I or should I not spend this money and book this. Similarly, for a gift voucher, when a person receives a gift voucher, there is a 6-month validity on that, or expiry date is 6 months, and that gives the person a couple of seasons to choose from. They can also choose would they like to walk in the forest or at the beach, and they can book that themselves and with reassurance that if the conditions aren't great, they can reschedule.
That's wonderful, especially with a 6-month window. It allows them to change their mind. You know, one day you feel like this and one day you feel like that. Okay, we're going to go to a tune and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more with Mel, founder and guide of Walk Sublime, Walking with Horses in Nature.